Britain's UN ambassador, Emir Jones Parry, says a resolution is in the works that would push Sudan to halt the violence in its western Darfur region. British Prime Minister Tony Blair said in London talks on the resolution would begin Thursday. Ambassador Jones Parry, the Security Council president for April, says no decision has been made about whether the measure would include penalties against the Sudanese government.
Except now that a sanctions resolution would help us and would encourage and penalize those people who should be penalized for what they've been doing is one of the questions that's being debated. But what the UK is working on with the United States and France is the content of a resolution, and we're finalizing that resolution.
Talk of possible sanctions comes a day before the expected publication of a report by a panel of UN experts accusing Sudan of flying arms and heavy military equipment into Darfur in violation of previous council resolutions. The report, including photographs, alleges that Sudan is painting its military planes white to make them look like United Nations or African Union aircraft. The Khartoum government has denied the charges. A leaked copy of the report is available on the website of the New York Times newspaper, which published excerpts and pictures in its Wednesday editions. UN spokeswoman Michelle Montas Wednesday said Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is deeply concerned about the report's findings and is asking Khartoum for an explanation.
Is especially troubled by reports that private or national aircrafts have been illegally provided with UN markings and used for military purposes. If further substantiated, such efforts would be in clear violation of international law and in contravention of the UN's international status.
President Bush also warned Sudan Wednesday it must halt the violence in Darfur or face sanctions. But several powerful Security Council members say they would oppose further penalties at this time. Russia's UN ambassador Vitaly Churkin noted that only this week the Khartoum government had agreed to allow a contingent of UN peacekeepers into Darfur.
No, we don't think it's the right time. You know, it would be very strange. After a long while, we have this kind of a positive development in the dialogue between the UN and Khartoum, and all of a sudden to come back with some sanctions would not be good.
Chinese Deputy UN Envoy Liu Zhenmin made a similar comment, saying it would be better not to move in the direction of sanctions. South African Envoy Dumisani Khumalo argued that penalties against Khartoum could be counterproductive.
Now, what is this? Now, coming with sanctions now, I don't know. To achieve what?
Fighting in Darfur began more than 4 years ago, when rebels in the remote western region launched an uprising against the Khartoum government. Monitors say the violence has killed at least 200,000 people and displaced more than 2 million others. Peter Heinlein, VOA News, the United Nations.